And good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a Monday morning, September 16th, 2019, 9:16. 19, 13 minutes past the hour, coming up on 14, you're tuned in to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Yeah, I know. And joined in studio for the first time from the new studios here on the corner of Prospect Street and Center Street, Sean Kraft. Sean, how you doing?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing wonderful. It's a nice Monday here today. It's going to be a nice day, I believe.
I believe so. There was something I was going to talk about there, but I cannot remember what it was. There was something I wanted to say. I know that the air show did well this past weekend. We talked a lot about the air show here on the station, and it did go well. Do want to remind everybody, we have a new note for the public here. Alzheimer's Craft for a Cure, Craft and Vendor Show, Crafts, Food, and Raffles will be Saturday, October the 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Isla Grande Farm, maybe?
Yes.
That's how you say that? Maybe.
I believe so, yeah.
It's at 2330 Harding Highway West here in Marion. So that's the Alzheimer's Crafts for a Cure Craft and Vendor Show, Crafts, Food, and Raffles, Saturday, October 5th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., 2730 Harding Highway West here in Marion. Well, there was an Alzheimer's Walk this past Saturday. I hope that was a success out at OSU. The air show, I believe, was a success. There was a breakfast last week, I believe, for Trinity Baptist Church that was brought in by the Epworth people. So I think that went very well. So if you haven't... the mum sale last week by the Garden Club went on. I think that went very well. So if you have an event that you'd like to share with the listening audience, just let us know. You can email me at scott@wwgh1071.com. The flyer, or you can bring it to the studios when we're open. The hours, office hours, are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Those are also the ticket pickup hours. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Or if we are not here when you happen to come, if it's a flyer, you could slip it under the door, and we will get it the next day. So there you go. That's how you get your information out. Or call live on the air. We'd love to hear from you too. 740-383-9944. So there you go. All the housekeeping is taken care of early in the show.
All right. Wonderful. Yeah, I believe there's a phone number on there too. You can contact Kenya Mahalan. There's a phone number on there if you have any questions on that sale. Too. I think she's in charge of that, I believe.
740-262-2286.
Yeah. So if you have any further questions, if you want, I imagine there's probably spots open too if they want to bring their own stuff too. So.
Well, that's who you want to call. Craft yeah. Show. 740-262-2286.
Yeah.
That's been a big thing, craft shows. Oh, I know what else I wanted to mention. Prizes, because we have a 10-day policy that you need to pick up your prizes. Now, a lot of people have now opted out of the 10-day policy because we had a lot of people who won prizes on September 4th, September 5th, and September 6th, and today would be 10 days. So if you've won on the 4th and 5th, you're already out of the 10 days. Now, the good news on that, even though your prize is gone, is that now you are eligible again, because if you didn't pick up your prize, you don't have to wait 30 days to win a prize again. And the people who won on the 6th, I think those have been picked up. So there you go. But if you won on the 11th or the 13th, you still have a chance to come in and get those prizes. But a lot of people have opted out. Now remember, it's 10 days to come and get your prize, and you pick up your prizes Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So that's how it all works. Just so you know.
And more prizes is coming away. I'm working on that, so more gifts are coming. So
been working on that for 6 months.
Well, yeah, I just been so busy, and I actually put it on the back burner. But I will.
The last time they showed up was January.
it's been a while. I've been super boy. It took us me and you moved us to our wonderful studios now here in downtown Marion, and wonderful place that we're at now. And you did a really good job, by the way, decorating.
It looks nice in here, doesn't it?
It does. It looks really nice. Nice
and homey. You can move all the furniture in, yeah, but you've got to get all the other stuff on the walls for it to feel like a studio.
Absolutely. Yeah. It looks It's really nice. So once we bring our celebrities in this coming winter and next spring and summer.
Well, you never know who will pass through the studio.
That's right. You know, I was going to tell you, do you know how I was going through the website last night and I came across the White House. Do you know how old the White House is?
No, how old is the White House?
227 years old. It's like, wow. Can't believe it.
Well, the George Washington was president, I believe, in 17... I'll get this wrong. We won the war in 1776. Now, when he was exactly appointed president, I don't know, but it would have been about that time.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Yeah, I just came across, you know, because our radio station is named after President Harding, and I was just going through the website. It came up, and it was like, I did not realize how old our White House was.
Well, George Washington was never in the White House. I don't know if John Adams was or not, but I know George Washington never lived in the White House because it wasn't there yet.
Yeah, yeah. He probably lived like some kind of cabin or something.
Well, I think he had his house. I mean, he did pretty well after the war. I forget what he charged him in the war, but there was a story about that to where George Washington had charged a lot of money for the war.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't
know that. For his services to be the general. General George Washington.
Yeah. We have a general in our family.
A French general.
Yeah.
The old General DeVore.
Yeah.
Yes. From Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
He was from France, and he lost a war, actually, I believe it was, with George Washington in the Revolutionary War times, and then, but he was such a good general that George Washington wanted him to join his team, so he did, and helped George Washington win the Revolutionary War, and then when it was over, he got most of Pennsylvania.
Of course, I don't own any of it. You don't own any of it.
No, because there's a side story to all that, and it's that because he ended up having a lot of kids. He ended up living to like 96 or 97 years old, which back in those days was a very old age to live to. It's still an old age to live to, but our branch of that family tree, because I was wondering how we got to Ohio. We got there through one of his sons named DeVore. But his son, who came to Ohio and settled in the Forest area, which we still have family in that area to this day, that son came to Ohio with his family and actually ended up dying before the general did. So the father outlived the son. So when the general died and divided up his estate among his kids, our branch of the family tree, the son had already died, so there was no reason to leave him any land. Plus the fact he wasn't living in Pennsylvania anymore because he was dead.
Wow. Interesting.
So that's where the inheritance went.
Went out the window.
Went out the window, but apparently there's a big cemetery somewhere in Pennsylvania where this old General DeVore is buried, and he's got a big monument.
Maybe you need to take a road trip one time to go look at it.
But he's directly related because that comes right down through our grandmother's mother's family.
Hmm.
So it's a direct descendant.
Interesting.
Does anybody else out there have any interesting family lineage? I know this is a very popular thing now to go to Ancestry and all those weird websites.
I thought about doing that. You do like a little, you spit in this little container and you send it off to them. Yeah, I thought about doing that.
You know, when you used to spit in a little container and send it off, it used to be illegal.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
If you send it to somebody's house, if you spit and send it to somebody's house, they didn't like that. The police would be there to slap the cuffs on you in that particular situation. Now it's Ancestry. Back in those days, it used to be illegal.
It
used to be vandalization. But my question to the listening audience out there this morning, have any of you participated in this Ancestry or anything like that, or just done your own family tree? That's what it used to be called before the internet.
Yeah.
And found out anything interesting about your family? Let us know. 740-383-9944. I told you my family history. 740-383-9944. If you have anything interesting to bring up, we would love to hear from you on this Monday morning. History Monday morning.
You know, my grandma had a family tree started, but it burned up.
I don't know
fire.
If that one was right.
You don't think?
I don't know. I mean, I never saw it. But I know your grandmother. And 50-50 on things that she said.
I'm not sure where she got all her information from, but
yeah, I don't know where she got all her information from either.
I mean, we lost it in a fire, of course, but
I'm not saying it
went back way back though.
I liked your grandmother a lot. Few people disliked her, but sometimes her facts were a little shaky.
Really?
You don't agree with that?
I mean, I think she did a lot of research in though.
No, I'm not talking about just on this. I'm talking about life in general, that her facts were a little shaky.
Well, I think she, there's a lot of hearsay throughout the whole year.
No, I mean, I'll bring up a story that I know for sure happened, because our what we're talking about here is our grandmothers were sisters.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about. And they were the only two sisters in the family. And they had the last aunt that they had who was living got sick in the late 90s. And she was, I think she had a heart attack, and she was on life support. So she wasn't awake.
Which I didn't know her.
No, but you could have.
Yeah.
I knew her.
Yeah.
So this woman was on life support, and our two grandmothers, because this was their aunt, went to the hospital. And I remember that your grandmother said something about, well, she told me she had a will. And her daughter, who was there, and my grandmother both said she did not have a will, and, you know, that's not true at all. And it was found out not to be true because she didn't have a will anywhere on file. So that's what I talk about when I say shaky facts.
Well, maybe she did at one time. It just didn't. Maybe it's like in a safe or something somewhere.
But would that be the time to bring it up when the woman's on life support if you don't know for sure?
No, probably not.
That's all I'm saying.
Not when the kids were there. Probably. Yeah.
So that's all. And I, like I said, I always liked the woman. She was a nice lady.
Yeah. She'd be doing anything in the world for anybody.
She was what you would call an eccentric woman.
She would give your shirt off her back.
Yeah, she was very open like that.
Yeah.
But she also had she had weird hobbies, and, didn't she go to the psychic church to lose weight and quit bad habits? I mean, she did. I mean, we're not saying her name, so it's not like we're disgracing here.
She did go to the psychic church. Yes. I went with her a couple of times.
And she met an Indian who painted on pizza boxes and a woman who sold jewelry and all this sort of thing.
It was her neighbor right down the road from her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if that Indian who painted on pizza boxes is still around.
No, I think he died before her. The wife was still alive, though.
And she was an old woman.
That she was really old. I don't know if she's still living there or not, but I think the husband died before my grandma did, because she got some of those things with feathers on it, beads hanging from it. I remember she got a couple of those. She used to hang
dream catchers.
Is that what they call them?
I don't know what that's supposed to be, though. I don't know why they call them dream catchers.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It has something to do with, maybe it's supposed to get rid of bad dreams. Is that what it is? Does anybody know? That used to be very popular to have those dream catchers, and I know that's what they were called, but I don't know what they were used for. Does anybody know about a dream catcher? Those are the two questions on the table this morning. Does anybody know what a dream catcher actually was? Or what it was supposed to be used for, or our other question this morning, which is, do you have anything in your family history that you would like to share? You know, everybody always says, well, I was related to this person. But do you have the verifiable facts that you were related to this person? Let us know. 740-383-9944, 27 and a half minutes past the hour.
Yeah, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. I remember though. She used to have them hanging around their house and car. She had it in a car window, and I didn't know what they were exactly. What they were for.
All I know is they're called dream catchers. I never owned one, but I don't know what exactly they were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. I just remember the Indian. He used to wave it around and talk like. Cause I remember I went. When I first met him, he's really nice. He was a really nice Indian. And I think he was Cherokee or something. I don't know.
Are we supposed to say Native American now? I mean, I said Indian too, but is that what we're supposed to say? Now, in his day, he liked to be called Indian.
Oh, so Native American.
Native American.
Oh. Yeah, we got to get our lingo correct here.
We're like that in the world.
Yeah. So Native American. Yeah. So you see, I remember when I first, he's a really nice guy. Did you ever meet
him? Yeah, I met him.
Yeah.
I saw him paint on pizza boxes.
Yeah, he's really good.
I don't know why pizza boxes.
I don't know. Well, he had a contract with one of the pizza places in Marion, and I cannot think. I don't think that pizza place is in business anymore. But I think it was over, located over by the, I remember by the railroad tracks over by on the west side of Marion. But I cannot think of the name of that. I cannot.
Well, I was just thinking, people had a saying when they lived on the west side. I didn't think he was a West Side Native American. I didn't realize.
But I cannot think of the name of the.
But your grandmother lived on the West Side.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
And so I guess they were all West Side.
Yeah, I guess so. West Side.
There you go. That's what I was talking about. West Side Pizza Box Indian.
But you know, my grandma, for I don't know if anybody's grandma could do. My grandma used to be able to do the splits at 70, I'm 70 years old.
I don't really know if that was being able or just. A few days without the medication. I really don't know.
She did, though. She went down and got back up.
Yeah, but she didn't get back up too quick.
No. But, yeah, I can't believe it. She used to do that all the time. She used to say, get down and do the splits. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Now, why do you think that was?
I don't know.
Now, she was probably, you know, I think, well, because she died when she was 60. Yeah. So she would have only been in her 50s when 50, that was going on.
Yeah, about 52, I think, when she was.
But, I don't know. Nice woman. Mm-hmm. Nothing bad to say. Everybody I liked her that I know of. Mm-hmm. But she did have a little different perspective on life.
Well, she had a lot of she had a big, massive car wreck when she was younger. And that did some damage to her. And
had some serious arm injuries. And she had a serious leg injury from that car wreck. But and then it was her fault.
Over
she hit a tree.
Tecumseh, she got her arm stuck in the machine, I believe.
Well, yes, it did happen at Tecumseh. Yeah. But she wore a sweater, and it got caught in the machine, and it sucked her in.
Yeah. Chopped her arm.
Well, didn't chop it off, but pressed it.
It pressed it in it pretty bad. She had I remember she showed me the scar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would wear a sweater if you were working on a press. Why wouldn't you just let the sweater go?
Well, she probably couldn't get it off in time or something. I don't know.
I'd tear it, rip it, pull it, cut it. Wouldn't you? But if your arm was going in?
Well, you know those presses back in the days, they didn't have like emergency stop buttons and probably and stuff on them like they do nowadays.
No, they didn't have anything like that. Yeah. But I just would think if my sleeve started to go into something, my first reaction would be to run in the opposite direction. And I would hope that
her arm was bowed in there, I think.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I would think... By running in the opposite direction, I would hope that the material would rip.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Be interesting that anybody out there that knows that worked at Tecumseh. Is it Tecumseh or Tecumseh?
Tecumseh.
Tecumseh.
Unless you live on the west side, then it's Tecumseh. Only on the west side.
Only on the west side.
You know what Tecumseh is known for in Marion is the brutal, brutal strikes they had where... You know, people tried to cross a picket line and people's heads got busted.
Really?
Does anybody remember those? Now, that would be a good story to call in and tell because that's before my time. 740-383-9944. But I did hear a news report one time that was taped years ago on WMRN where they were talking about the Tecumseh strike. And boy, I think this would have probably been in the 60s. And it was brutal. Really? But I know they had another strike in the 70s or 80s, which eventually led to the closing of the plant, where it got a little violent. Does anybody remember the violent Tecumseh strikes in this area and how violent they got? Or is anybody out there, did they work at Tecumseh? What kind of a place was it to work at? Or did you have a relative who worked at Tecumseh who told you stories about it? We want to hear about the Tecumseh plant in Marion. 740-383-9944. What did they do there?
Yeah, that was my question.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I'm trying to remember. My grandma told me what she used to do because she was there for many, many years. And I think didn't your grandma work there too?
No, my grandmother worked at Tuscarora.
Yeah, Tuscarora.
Now they did styrofoam packing.
That's right.
For like bumpers and things.
Okay, and your grandpa never worked there either, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
I wasn't sure. Your grandpa worked at different bike.
He worked at Central Soya for a while and Bald Off Lumber.
Yeah. Like did all a whole bunch. He used to do screens, like house screens and stuff.
Bald Off. That's what he did at Bald Off Lumber.
Yeah.
They worked in the screen and window department for a long time.
It's pretty good. I couldn't do that job.
No, and I don't know where he learned that because he was not trained in that, but he did it.
He was really good. I think he'd done my dad's windows before.
Well, he was, is, well, he's still alive.
Yeah.
He's a smart person in his day. He could pick up on just about anything.
Yep, he taught me how to work on computers.
But he, I don't think he ever worked at Tecumseh, so I don't know what they did at Tecumseh. What did they do?
I'm not sure. I mean, obviously there was presses, so they did.
There were presses.
Yeah, so they did some kind of, I don't know what, maybe button factory or something? I don't know.
I don't think it was a button factory.
Maybe that song. What was that? There's a little scene on the button factory. Something about
my name is Joe. Yeah, I work in a button factory.
Yeah.
I don't remember the rest of it.
Okay.
But I know that some heads got smashed.
Ooh, really?
Well,
they got smashed.
I don't. It was a violent strike.
Oh, I thought my grandma's arm was bad.
Well, not in the presses. In the riots.
Oh, in the riots. Oh, I didn't.
Jeez, not in the presses.
Oh, okay. How do you bet?
They had riots. Unions struck.
And they had riots that they used to, smash people's heads?
Well, people didn't want to cross the picket line. Because when you were picketing, you were trying to shut down the plant so they would give you, raises or whatever.
Right.
And when somebody would cross a picket line, well, they'd let you know about it.
Beat you to death or whatever?
Well, I don't know if they beat you to death, but they beat you pretty good.
But now they don't do that sort of stuff anymore.
No, unions don't do that sort of thing anymore.
Yeah.
It's a new time.
Yeah.
Now they just sue you. Back then, they clubbed you. Now they sue you.
Yes. Everybody's wants to go sue everybody nowadays.
I can't believe nobody out there listening knows what went on at Tecumseh. Has this become a forgotten, bygone era?
Where was Tecumseh located? Was it located on...
I don't know if the plant's even still there.
I mean, Tuscarora's are there, right?
Tuscarora's still there.
Yeah.
It's out on Likens Road, I believe. Yeah. But I don't know where Tecumseh was even located. I know where the shovel was. There's stuff in that building now, but I don't even know where the Tuscarora plant was. Is it still open? Does anybody know anything this morning? 740-383-9944, because clearly we don't.
Yeah, I really... Was it even open when I was even... born at Tecumseh?
Or yeah, it was closed? Opened in the 80s. Was I mean, it? Closed in the mid-80s.
Was it?
Yeah. Okay. But I don't know what they did. I don't know when it closed. Well, mid-80s. But I don't know where it was located. I mean, I don't know if we could go drive by the Tecumseh plant or if they've torn it down or is there something else in there. I don't know where the Tecumseh plant was.
So this thing that we advertise in the summertime that is called Tecumseh... Is that kind of related to the same company?
No. That's something down in Southern Ohio.
Which is a Indian reservation? Or
Native American.
Native American reservation, yeah.
It's a Native American play. It's the story of Tecumseh, which I think is what Tecumseh was named after, but there was no connection.
Yeah, well, okay.
But I don't know what they did there. I don't know what they supplied.
I'm not sure. Maybe boxes? No, it can't be boxes, right?
I don't think it would have been boxes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Somebody to bail us out, I hope.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea.
Gail might know.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott.
Yes.
The Tecumseh plant was on Leader and Dozier Street. When it closed, the diaper plant was in there, and that building's all been torn down a long time ago.
Oh, the diaper plant.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you remember what Tecumseh used to produce?
I can't take right off hand. I can't remember. But that's what was that, and there was a lot of fights and riots. Yeah, I remember that, but I can't remember right off hand what all we made.
No, I know what you're talking about. I remember those riots. Well, hey, I thank you for the information.
Yep.
Bye-bye. So Tecumseh was on the corner of Leader over in that area, and he does remember the riots. There were those. That's what eventually led to the end of it. But I don't know what they produced. Does anybody have a relative who may have known what they produced in the Tecumseh plant? Or maybe somebody who's listening who worked there. I mean, they didn't close till the mid-80s. I know one day they came in and said, we're closing in like a couple weeks, and people were very upset because they had their retirements there. They had all kinds of stuff. But apparently it's been torn down now.
Wow. You know, we lost a lot of businesses in Marion over the years. I mean, we had what... PRX, didn't we used to make PRX in Marion? And, George says that we had a soda pop.
But you know, we gained a lot too along the way. you know.
But we don't have much as plants like we used to, though.
Well, I would have to disagree with that, but we'll talk along the way. Go ahead, caller.
Tecumseh, I understood, made air conditioners. They called it the cooler.
Oh, they did air conditioning.
Cool.
My brother-in-law worked there.
Oh, now, it was on the corner of Leader, and what street was it on the corner of?
I don't know. I lived in Caledonia, and I just heard that he'd worked there, and then I did hear on the radio that they'd had riots, like through Molotov cocktails or something.
Oh, you're right.
And then somebody else at Caledonia's husband was supposed to get a pension at 57 or something, that there were a lot of people around the area worked there, and they called it the cooler.
The cooler, so they did air conditioning. Well, that's interesting. Hey, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Well, see, we've learned everything now. We know where it was. We know it's not there anymore. And we know they produced air conditioners. I would have never guessed that.
Well, we don't know if it's air conditioning. It could just be called the cooler because it's cool in there.
Well, I think she started off by saying that they produced air conditioners.
Oh, did she?
Did you black out?
I thought she said she really didn't know what they made.
No, I think she said they produced air conditioners, and that's why they called it the cooler.
Gotcha. I misheard that. Okay.
So
okay.
That is why... and she does Molotov cocktails. There you go. I mean, that's.
But before we got that call, I was saying we don't have much factories like we did back in the days.
Well, I disagree with you because even though we lost things like the shovel and we lost things like these. Do you have. What was that?
I was just trying. I never did that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Don't come to the studio. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tecumseh was bordered by Mary, Joseph, and Leader Street. Huh. And prior to Tecumseh, it was called the Universal Cooler.
Oh, it was called the Universal. Now, did they do air conditioning?
Well, they did air conditioning compressors.
Oh, the compressors.
When they left town in 81, I think it was, and they moved all the operations to St. Joseph's, Michigan.
Now, do you remember the Molotov cocktails? I know there was a big riot in the 60s, and then there was a much smaller riot, but that eventually led to the closing in the 80s.
Yeah, it was about, they said there was about 200 people were the reason that everybody lost their job at Tecumseh.
Well,
they wanted higher wages, and Tecumseh said, well, we'll just move the plant then. So,
why
any riots or anything.
Why, I don't think the 80s, which led to the closing, was the riot. But at one point, I believe it was in the 60s, they did have a riot like the lady was talking about with Molotov cocktails that were thrown.
Well, that could be.
Yeah, I think it was in the 60s. I'll have to find that news report. I have it somewhere.
They closed in the 80s, and then the Dreyfus moved in there, which was a
diapers.
And then it got sold to the Chinese, and then the Chinese moved it to Delaware and closed the plant. And then the plant got sold, and nothing was done to it for about 40 years. And then they tore it down.
So is it just a parking lot now?
Yeah, well, it's nothing. Because it's still got the foundation there. The building is torn down, but the foundation is still there.
So it was on the corner of Leader and Mary...
And Joseph.
Mary and Joseph.
Yeah, it's close to the old bingo hall, the...
Leader Street Bingo Hall?
Oh, no, it's Steve Hogg Bingo Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baseball for Youth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's where Tecumseh was.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
About 200 people were rioting, and the company just said, well, we had enough of this. We're just going to leave. So they did.
Oh, hey, it's interesting.
A lot of people out of work.
That's a big part of Marion's history. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
One thing about Tecumseh, when a lot of the workers got laid off because it closed the plant, they went to the employment office and filled out applications for jobs. Well, one problem was, a lot of them did not have high school education. They couldn't get hired elsewhere.
That is a shame.
That created a problem.
Well, it's too bad because it was a plant that employed a lot of people, and I know a lot of people had their pensions there. And
It was basically a sweatshop.
Oh, it was that bad?
They had... you had to make quotas. You get a base wage, but then if you made your quota, then you got extra money, and they would push people to get stuff done, And some people wanted to do it, and some people didn't want to do it, and that was led to the closing also. It was not a good place to work.
So. That's what I've heard. Why, thank you for the info.
Alrighty.
Bye bye. So not air conditioners, the compressors for the air conditioners.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. He mentions about people going to the unemployment office who didn't have a high school diploma because your grandmother did not have a high school diploma, which is maybe how she got her job there.
Good so, yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Back in her days, I mean, that was...
Well, she had a massive car wreck, so I don't know if that's...
Well, that was one of the issues. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
just pointing that out, that he said that a lot of people didn't have high school educations who worked there, and maybe that's why she worked there, because apparently it was a sweatshop. Well, he said that, didn't he?
Well, how'd she get a sweater stuck in there if she was a sweatshop?
Well, you wear sweaters. That's how you sweat.
Well, she was just cold that day. I don't know.
What was an air conditioning plant? You think they'd have an air conditioner?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what she did there, what part she worked on. Or
does anybody have any more information on Tecumseh? Because it's interesting. Because I know they did have a big riot. Now, it wasn't the 80s riot that led to their closing, because there was an 80s thing about pay where they just said, well, we'll go someplace else. But there was one in the 60s where people got, you know, beat up. I mean, it was a Molotov cocktails, as the caller had said. You know, what's in a Molotov cocktail?
Good question. I don't know.
But it's a bomb. It's a bomb.
It has to be a lot of different stuff in it.
Hey, but it's a bomb.
Yeah,
you put it in a bottle.
A cocktail, that means it has a lot of different...
You put it in a bottle, and you stir it all up, and then you stick a paper towel in it or a newspaper, and you light it on fire, and you throw it.
That's what they used to do back in the days, and throw them in people's windows.
Right, but this is... I think they must have thrown them at the factory.
Probably so.
A lot of history over there on Marion Joseph and Leader Street here in Marion, Tecumseh plant. Anybody have memories of Tecumseh or any other plants here in Marion? 740-383-9944. Now, what was your problem?
No, I have to disagree with you. I think we have less factories in Marion than we used to back in the days.
Now? Oh, I don't know. We have USY. We have... The new fertilizer plant that's moving into the shovel. We have a Silver Line, which we didn't have back in those days. Anderson Windows now. We have Whirlpool, which is the biggest dryer producer in the United States, which wasn't around then. We have, there's other plants too. What are the little ones I'm forgetting about? There's all kinds of plants in Marion.
Yeah, but back in the days, I mean, look at all the big houses and stuff and... we had a lot of money back in these days because of the good factories, like you said, the shovel. The shovel employed a lot of people. You know, PRX, Soda Pop or whatever. Pepsi?
Yeah, but people don't want to work these jobs now. We all know that Whirlpool is hiring direct now. We know that USY can't get enough people to work there. We know that a lot of these, Honda is trying to get people from Marion to come to Honda and work because they can't fill the load. And people can't pass drug tests, people can't pass background checks, and there's a big issue with that.
And what do you think that's causing?
Well, I think people have been arrested, and if you got a sketchy background, they're not going to hire you.
Oh, by the way, that interview that I heard that you did with Sheriff Bailey was very interesting. Very interesting. I did not realize that we never housed the people since the 90s. Was it the 90s?
99.
Yeah, at the Williamsport Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting to go back and look at the history of Tecumseh, because so much time we talk about the shovel, but really there was a lot more stuff, I think, going on at Tecumseh. I mean, people thought of it as a sweatshop. There were riots. There were fights. They just left town because they were unhappy with everything that was going on. There was a lot of stuff going on at Tecumseh.
See, to me, I think, and of course I wasn't around back in the 70s, but to me, I think we have more empty buildings. Somebody out there can correct me right now. I think we have more empty buildings today than we did back in the days.
Well, one of the reasons for that is because a lot of the businesses that's come into town have just built new buildings. Like USY is a new building. Whirlpool built their building. Every department store on 95 and every restaurant tended to build their building. None of that was there in the old days.
Well, why are we just leaving all these old buildings just set there and and do nothing. We just need, the city needs to tear them down. And
well,
and sell
that costs
land.
Money.
Well, I understand, but it looks ridiculous and hideous when I go downtown or looking at all these old buildings, broken windows, and I think we just need to tear them down.
Well, maybe one day they will.
I mean, maybe we can get a grant for that. I mean, we did get a grant for the, which is awesome. For
but
the
they've done
department.
A lot of work downtown in revitalizing these places,
absolutely.
Like the
you
Center
know,
Street Clinic, and the Trekka building is now down here, and they're going to have this market with fresh foods opening up fairly shortly.
You know, the downtown is looking good. You know, we're downtown, which is awesome. It's a nice area. It's starting to look, you know. They're bringing it back, and it's, which is great. I mean, but I ain't seen the buildings all downtown. I'm talking about throughout the whole Marion County. There's old buildings sitting around, like the church on Williamsport Road and Likens. Or not? Is it Likens?
The one that burned down?
Yeah. Tear that down. It looks hideous.
Well, you
got
to figure out who owns it. The county doesn't own that. It's privately owned.
Well, we need to find out, because that looks
yeah, but
really
it's their right. And it's going to cost them money to tear it down. And they're not going to get anything out of that.
Yeah,
did they have insurance? Are they planning on rebuilding? Do we know any of the particulars about that?
I don't know. We just need to find that out, because it's going on a year now. Or at least, 6 months, maybe?
Maybe 6 months.
But, yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, leaving all these old, corrupted buildings just sitting there doing nothing, I think, and I understand it takes money. But to me, I just...
Well, if somebody wants to offer the money to tear the building down, I'm sure they would do it. I don't think there'd be a big issue there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe we can come together. You know, I watch these TV shows all the time. These people, like, you know, flip a flop or whatever it's called on TV. These people go in there and they tear them down and fix them all up. And I don't know. So maybe we can get something like that going on.
Well, my question is, does anybody have any more information as we come up on 50 minutes past the hour of the Tecumseh era? Mm-hmm. Because that was a very interesting era here in Marion. Now, I'm not sure how long they were open, probably 30 years or so. And we now know where they are. We now know what they produced. And we also know that there were some very serious riots there. Does anybody have any memories of those riots and fights and craziness that went on at the Tecumseh plant here in Marion, Ohio? 740-383-9944. Those are the questions on the table this morning. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't know how long my grandma was actually there.
Not very long.
I think she was there probably maybe... 15 years?
I don't think so. Maybe 15 months.
No. She was there quite a bit.
I don't think it was a long-term thing with her. I don't think she ever went back after she got that sweater cut in the machine.
I'll have to ask my dad about that.
I think you're going to have to go to check some serious information here. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I own the church on the corner of Lycan he was talking about.
Oh, you own the church?
Oh!
Yes.
What is going
really
on?
I really appreciate it, but going on from there, if you can get somebody in Marion to actually return a phone call, that would be wonderful, because I've called like 8 different people about it to help me tear it down, and nobody has returned a phone call or even come out.
You know, ma'am, I don't mean to get into this, but what did happen there? We never got the final word. Was it
just a fire?
Was it electrical?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
No.
So when a building burns down like that, you have to talk to the officials to get it torn down?
No. You can tear it down if you want. It's your property, but you've got to pay for it, and that's a large sum that's coming out of your back pocket to pay for. But the problem that I'm having, I've called tons of people to tear it down, and nobody returns any phone calls. I had one guy call me back, and he went out and looked at it, and the price that he quoted was very phenomenal.
Wow.
So, unless your partner there wants to write me a check, I'll be more than glad to accept it.
You want to write her a check?
Well,
you know.
Well, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure how that all went down, but, yeah, I figured, you know, that maybe the insurance would help take care of that.
It wasn't insured.
Oh.
So now if you want to write me a check, I'll be more than glad to take it.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to the building, because that's it was a tragic thing, because that certainly was a landmark. Was there anything inside of it left?
No. And I've had hundreds and hundreds of problems with people trying to go in. You know, people just, I don't know, don't understand. And then we had those wonderful ghost people out there that wanted to go in and take a, you know, like get people stirred up and marrying to go out there, which, come on, you know, the place has fallen in. That's not what I need. So, yeah, it's been quite the history there since it's burned. So, but even before that, I mean, you know, I like people stopping in when it was there, but now that it's torn down, I don't, you know.
No, no.
Please don't go by and try to go in. And
right, dangerous.
So who? So you've talked to people or you've called people in the county, but no phone calls back at this point?
Correct.
Okay. Well,
I've called people to come out and tear it down that are in the demolition, and I've had one phone call back.
But they want too much money.
So you're, you know, it's kind of like my hands are tied because, right. Yes, I do want to get it tore down.
Oh, absolutely. And right. I think that's the case with most buildings in Marion, and I think people don't understand that a lot of this is big money stuff.
Right.
Well, it's nobody wants to work.
Absolutely, yeah.
I can't get anybody to call me back. I've been on this since, oh, geez. Like May of this year, you know, when it finally, you know, quit the lagoon season, I could get somebody in there to actually do something. Nobody returns phone calls.
Mm.
I guess they're all real busy or don't need the money or I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
Well,
is there like a certain budget to have this tore down or?
It's coming out of my back pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha.
But like I said, you know.
Well, I apologize.
No, I want that check.
Yeah.
Apology isn't going to get you anywhere. Yeah. But, you know, and people, you know, can go by and say, you know, she needs to do this. And it's not that she needs to. I am doing it. But, no, I'm not getting any responses, you know.
Well, no, and I certainly appreciate the update, and I certainly thank you for listening.
Yes, so if you know of anybody that would like to give me a call, you know, that could help me out, I would certainly appreciate any help that direction that I could possibly get.
All
because,
right.
You know, it's been a struggle for my part.
Do you have a contact information? You want to give it out, or?
I don't know if I should do that, but it's 740-802-3697.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hey, and I'll be checking that. We're looking for that check.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, see what you did?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I wasn't worried.
You don't know who's listening to this station. This is a very popular radio station.
Yeah. No, I mean, I wasn't sure. I understand it's not insured, so.
Well, a lot of these places are not insured, and, you know, they just own the property, and that's what happens with a lot of these buildings. Right there, you heard from the person themselves, it's very expensive to tear down these buildings.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, but I think we should get, maybe have some grants or something that come through, you think?
Ay. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Martha.
Scott. You made yesterday, September 15, 2019, the happiest day I have ever lived to because of those CDs you brought me.
Oh, you got those, Martha.
I love that. I saw myself twirling at the homecoming game.
Yes, you got a chance to watch those, Martha.
Yes, I watched them. I came in. I was over the Tic Tac room watching the Bengals. And I watched the Steelers. And I came home at 8:30, walked in, and there was two CDs said Martha. I grabbed them and I put them in my machine that Russ bought me. I didn't do anything but listen to them twice.
And did they both work, Martha? Did both DVDs work?
How did you do that?
Well, I was around in those days, Martha. I was taping those events for you. I thought you'd like to see those again.
Are you kidding?
Well,
you made me so happy, honey.
How you doing, Martha?
I wanted to call and tell you the first time I got my radio on this morning. I woke up and I turned on 107.1 FM.
Well, Martha, I appreciate it, and thank you so much for calling.
Martha Dallas is in love with WGHFM.
Well, we're in love with you, Martha.
You are Scott Spears, the Superman of the world.
Well, I appreciate it, Martha. Thank you.
See you, Martha.
Thank you a million times, Scott Spears.
Bye-bye, Martha. One and only Queen of Dance in Marion, the undisputed Queen of Dance. 75 years, I believe in 76 years of service now to the Marion community. I'm glad she got those. Last night when I went by, she wasn't there, and I dropped those DVDs off.
On her bed there?
And she got them, and she watched them. So good. I'm glad they worked for her.
Yeah.
Martha's done a lot.
She has. She's built an empire, they call it.
Now, you want to speak about anything else here in Marion? And
no, I was not sure.
You noticed there, you got the call about trouble, and I got a nice call. I'm Superman of the universe.
I wasn't.
That's all you need to know. I'm Superman of the universe.
I really wasn't aware that it was
a you better watch what you say. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, were you talking about that church on, I think it's Pole Lane and Likens Road?
Yeah, the owner just called in.
Yeah,
because when I go by that, the top of it needs to be taken down because I don't know if a wind or something could put some of the iron, you know, throw it out on the road or not.
Well, the lady who owned it just called in and said if somebody's willing to pay her to tear it down because it's a pricey bill, she'd be glad to do that.
To pay her to tear it down?
Yeah, because apparently she called a demolition company and they quoted her a big number to tear it down. So if somebody wants to pay to tear it down, she'll be glad to do that.
Yeah, because that top part, it looks very unstable. It needs to be, that top part needs to be taken down because I don't know if a wind or something, I don't know if that would throw some of that stuff out on the road or not and cause somebody to have an injury.
Well, I tell you what.
It looks unstable.
We're coming up on the break. Stick with us because we got a whole another hour to talk about things. So call back in after the break.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
We're going to break here. Oh, man. We'll be back in 10 minutes.
Teaching, and so I went up and bumped her, and sure enough, a turkey fell out.
you know,